Another example in the Quran of God's miraculous creation is to be found in the story of the Prophet Solomon. As we are told in verses, the Prophet Solomon hears what a female ant is saying about him and says, "Then, when they reached the valley of the ants, an ant said, 'Ants, enter your dwellings, so that Solomon and his troops do not crush you unwittingly.' He, Solomon, smiled, laughing at its words." As this verse makes clear, one ant addressed the others. Of course, it is out of the question for a creature supposedly formed by chance to have a special communication system that allows it to address its own community or exhibit behavior indicative of reason and logic. Our Almighty Lord brought this ant into being with a miraculous creation outside the natural causes with which human beings are familiar. Another example in the story of the Prophet Solomon is the words of the bird Hoopoe. "However, it was not long delayed, and then it said, 'I have comprehended something you have not, and bring you accurate intelligence from Sheba.'" It is related in verses how the bird called Hoopoe spoke in a conscious manner, made rational comments, and provided the Prophet Solomon with intelligence. As can be seen from his speech, Hoopoe had faith and recited the praises of God. "They are not guided and do not prostrate to God, who brings out what is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you divulge. God, there is no deity but Him, the Lord of the mighty throne." Evolutionists claim that the faculty of speech in human beings came about as the result of lengthy processes. They say that the reason why animals cannot speak is that they have not completed the evolutionary process. In their view, a bird or an ant should not be able to speak in a conscious, rational, and devout manner, as revealed in the verses. So what kind of a so-called evolutionary process did this ant and bird undergo to allow them to speak so fluently? What evolutionist logic can account for Hoopoe reciting the praises of God, identifying intelligence, and making analysis? This miracle came about, of course, by God just saying, "Be." A creature brought into being by God can behave intelligently and thus establish communication if God so wishes it, and to the extent that He wishes. This ant's speech and Hoopoe's comments did not come about through any process of evolution. Some evolutionists who say they believe in the existence and might of God need to reflect on signs such as these in the verses. These facts of creation clearly invalidate evolutionary claims.